Track 1.17.
The Science of Laughter. Where does all the laughter go? It's no secret that laughter works wonders for us, and much research has been carried out into the good that laughter can do for our general health and well-being. Amongst other things, it has been found to release endorphins, our body's natural feel-good chemicals, into our blood. But as we grow older, we tend to find fewer things funny. A child will laugh on average over 300 times a day. By the time we reach adulthood, this number is more in the region of 20. But what's behind this? Why do we seemingly lose our ability to get the giggles as we mature? One theory suggests that it's not a case of us losing our sense of humour, but rather, as we grow older, we're socially conditioned to take things a bit more seriously. Unconsciously, we fear that by laughing, we're signalling to others that we're not taking life as seriously as we should be. As a consequence, we laugh less, which in turn can have a somewhat negative impact on our overall well-being. A social occupation. Laughter is very much something we do with others. Studies have shown that we're 30 times more likely to find something funny when we're with others than when we're by ourselves. Unless we're watching comedy on TV or listening to it on the radio, we rarely laugh when we're on our own. But to laugh with others, we do need to feel a connection to them. We need to feel comfortable in their company. That's why it can be difficult to laugh in the presence of strangers. Laughter is also very contagious, and one person's laugh can spread quickly throughout a group of people. But often what makes us join in is the fear of standing out and being different. We laugh even if we don't really get the joke. This is most evident in groups dominated by a particularly powerful person. When the head teacher tells a joke, for instance, you laugh, even though later you might wonder if the punchline was really that funny at all. What makes something funny? There are many different reasons why we laugh, but these can usually be attributed to one of three widely accepted theories. The incongruity theory. It's often the unexpected that makes us laugh. When events contradict our sense of logic and familiarity, the effect is often humorous. Many jokes start out in recognizable territory, where we're on familiar ground and feel that we know how things will progress. When they suddenly take a turn into the unknown, our expectations are challenged, and that often results in laughter. The superiority theory. We often find the mistakes and misfortunes of others hilarious. This would explain the popularity of online videos showing pranks. By laughing at the stupidity of others, we allow ourselves to feel superior, knowing that we'd never be so foolish as to be set up in the same way. Of course, all we are is just one banana skin away from being that person ourselves. The relief theory. There's nothing better to ease the tension created by an awkward situation than an outburst of laughter. Triggering laughter is a technique often used by the directors of horror films to offer their audiences some light relief. It also explains why there are so many jokes about the darker things in life. By being able to laugh at them, we're able to face them more easily.